From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Eagle Catcher by Margaret Cole, Book 1 in the Father John O'Malley, Vicki Holden mystery series. Now let's begin with The Eagle Catcher. Chapter 1. A cold gust of wind whipped across the Ethity powwow grounds and flapped at Father John Aloysius O'Malley's windbreaker. He savored the warmth in the cloud of steam rising out of the styrofoam cup a moment, then took another sip of coffee. His eyes searched the crowd of Arapahoes, parents herding kids along, an occasional father with a child on his shoulders, grandmothers and grandfathers trailing behind, bands of teenagers, all headed toward the dance arbor. Father John recognized most of the faces. He didn't see Harvey Castle anywhere. The sky was as gray as granite. It might rain today, but Father John considered it unlikely. It hadn't rained since June, the moon when the hot weather begins, by the Arapaho way of making time. Now it was the last Saturday in July, the moon when the chokecherries ripen, and even the air felt cracked and brittle. The Arapahoes kicked up little whirls of dust as they settled themselves into aluminum lawn chairs around the arbor. He'd never figured out why they called it an arbor. There wasn't a tree in sight, just a patch of scraped earth where the dances would take place. Father John wondered what was keeping Harvey. The dancers were already lining up outside the 3-foot-high log fence that marked off the arbor, feathered headdresses bobbing in the wind. The grand entry would start any minute. It wasn't like the tribal chairman to be this late. He'd sounded worried yesterday when he'd called. "You going to the powwow this weekend?" he'd asked.